Let's continue. Let's continue. Be'ezus Hashem with Rav Yaakov Horowitz's list. Number four, be flexible. Treat them as individuals and allow them to chart their own course in life. Very important. This, of course, is part of the meaning of Chanuch Nar Pidarko. A person shouldn't force his child to try to be an exact copy of himself, a clone of himself. That can lead to disastrous consequences. Obviously, we want our children to be religious, Ovdei Hashem. The Torah should be central to their lives. And then, people make choices. Not everyone chooses exactly the same choice that the parents made. We want to try to role model for our children. They should follow in our footsteps. That's fine. However, if you see the child has another netiyah, another leaning, and it's a leaning that fits within a standard life of Avodas Hashem, nurture it. Don't make a child feel bad because he's not copying his parents exactly. It's a mistake to do that. There are many, many examples of this. Many examples of this. Just because something works for you doesn't mean it works for your child. Let's say a man loves to learn. He always learns. He doesn't like Zmiris that much. His son likes to sing. So sing with your son. Encourage it. Maybe he wants to join a choir. So many religious choirs nowadays and outlets. That's part of charting his own course in life. Very important. If when we try to, again, force our kids into a box, the specific box that we have in mind, normally it's our own box, that's a mistake. There are so many examples of this. Again, on every level. I'll give you one example. I guess we call this on a very high level. But still, it's an example nonetheless. The Gemara talks about that it's usher to listen to music nowadays. Most of the post-schemes say that the issur is only if you listen to music in a luxurious way. Like if you go to sleep and you wake up to music, especially to live music, you're serenaded. But to listen to ordinary kosher music is mutter. However, some poskim hold listening to music is usur. It's well known Rav Moshe Feinstein held this way, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal. In Rav Moshe's tshuvas about listening to music during the 3 weeks, he writes, I hold listening to music as usur all year round, but even you that hold as mutter, it's usur in the 3 weeks. And Yibad Elochaim, Rav Nevensal Shlita, holds the same way, music is usur, shouldn't listen to music. Rav Nevensal does not listen to music unless it's for a simcha, a wedding or a simcha. Oh, so we know that he never pushed that chumrah on his kids. Rav Nevensal's kids listen to music. His son Rav Chizkiya Shlita told us he listens to music. Oh, you know, in his own family, with his own children, he doesn't force that chumrah upon them. So again, that's a pretty high level, but it's an example that even though Rav Nevensal himself, for his reasons, feels for himself that one should be extra careful, that particular part he didn't force on his kids. This is very important. If a child is very active, so you have to find a way to channel that into a life of Avodas Hashem, and don't force him and squash him to always be sitting. You'd rather him learn, okay, but he has to be a successful Ovid Hashem, and you have to find a way to channel his energy, and then you'll see he'll end up learning more also, and he'll learn more successfully. Maybe he should be a counselor in camp, things like that. Maybe you should play ball. Maybe you should take extra karate lessons, things like that. Very important. Be flexible. Treat them as individuals and allow them to chart their own course in life. Number five, and this is unfortunate, but it's necessary in our generation, protect them from abuse and molestation. That is number five in Rabbi Horowitz's list. And it's terrifying. We live in a very scary world where unfortunately these things happen. And we have to protect our children. How? Here is how we protect our children. If you're a parent, and you hear a rumor about something, about someone, and it relates to your child, check it out. Do research. No, it's usur, it's lashon hara. No, it's not. This is toelus. You're doing this for the benefit to protect your child. Now, obviously, this has to be done carefully. And there are halachas about this, how to do it. You try to find to talk to someone you trust. Talk to someone who's not a blabbermouth. If you're not sure what to do, call a rav to ask a shayla how to investigate. But take the rumor seriously enough to look into it. If your child comes home from school or from a friend's house one day and just says things that sound strange to you, sound a little off, talk to your child. Listen to them. It's called active listening. Try to get them to open up a little. Take it very seriously. It's unfortunate that we have to do this, but we do. This is the world that we live in. There are many reasons for this, but it's whatever the reasons are, this is the reality, and this is on his list. Rabbi Yaakov Horowitz put this as number five on his list, protect them from abuse and molestation. What we can do, l'maisa, on top of that, Rabbi Horowitz himself, on his website, has various essays and articles from professionals, himself and others, giving advice about this. I would urge you to go to his website to look around. For example, different psychologists have developed a system where they talk to kids about good touch versus bad touch. And you can train, you can discuss with children at a reasonably young age in a very non-threatening way about, you know, what is considered a good touch and not a good touch. Again, for number five, go to his website, Rav Horowitz, find the articles. And I'm saying to you, if you hear a rumor, check it out, do the research, and we have to do these things to protect our children from abuse and molestation. Trust your instincts. If something doesn't feel right, then check into it. Maybe it's not right. Not for sure. If you have a chashash about something, a concern, are you allowed to go write a letter, an open letter to the internet about this person? No. But you're allowed to check into it. You're allowed to protect yourself. You're allowed to check into it further. So that is number five on Rav Horowitz's list. Okay, we'll stop here.